Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk to hobby stock driver Craig Fowler. We're also going to hear from Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts and Devin from the Edgerton Napa Auto Parts store right after a few words from our sponsors.
Are you ready to take your flavor game to the next level? Reach for the award-winning sauces and seasonings from Cookies. Our flavor enhancer all-purpose seasoning and rub is a popular combination of spices that's delicious in marinades, on meats, and anything that needs a flavor kick. And don't forget about our full line of sauce, including our Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts an Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. Get game-changing recipes at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, smart cookies, use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor is your family-owned and operated Total Source Husqvarna dealer and the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota. Check us out now for fair specials on zero-turn mowers, tractor mowers, and all handhelds, including leaf blowers, trimmers, and chainsaws. Be sure to ask about our dependable battery-powered handheld options. Now celebrating 25 years in business, come see us at the fair this week.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Capabilities. Now that's a word you want to hear when it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, or ag electrician. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. Coles Electric also provides 24-hour, 7 days a week emergency service. Because when you're down, it's costing you money. See the experts at ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Never know how!
The summer heat is relentless, and your vehicle's battery is taking the hit. Pop the hood and give it a check. If it's time for a replacement, now's the perfect time. Get a $25 prepaid card with the purchase of a AAA battery or a $20 prepaid card with the purchase of a Napa Legend or Napa Legend Premium AGM battery. Send in the reinforcements because summer is fierce. Offers valid in participating stores through August 31st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Powerlift Doors, we understand the unique challenges of Minnesota farming. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. That is why we've engineered the ultimate door solution for your large equipment. Our hydraulic doors open effortlessly with the push of a button, giving you more than just access. They give you a peace of mind. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by hobby stock driver Craig Fowler. And Craig, memories of watching your dad sling the Blue Bomber around Fairmont Raceway, because those were much simpler days back then.
You know, they sure were. I was pretty young then. I want to say he was racing like 1988, 89 till 92. It was only a couple years he raced, and I was pretty young, but I have a lot of good memories of hanging around in the shop, watching him and my uncle work on the car, and their buddies would come over, and we had an old farmhouse near the shop, and whenever they were out there tuning the car up and they'd crank that sucker up, the windows in that house would rattle, so we knew they were out working on the car. And I liked hanging out there watching them get that car tuned up, and they'd drive it up and down the road to test it. There was times he'd let me ride with him in the car to test it up down the road, and I have good memories of that and going to the track. He only raced in Fairmont and Jackson during that time, and so we were spending every Friday, Saturday night was at the track for those, I think, 4 or 5 summers. And at that time, an uncle of mine, his brother is Gary Shumsky, and he was racing his X car modified at that time too. And so I'd watch him with pretty good interest and go down and visit him in the pits afterwards. And there was something about the smell of those hot tires and that alcohol gas they used. Even to this day, when I smell something like that, it brings you back to my childhood.
And when I look at those old pictures from that era, I think how much fun those guys were having for not a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. And my dad talks about how when he was doing it, it was mostly kind of the good old boys, some farm guys just getting together on the weekend and having some fun. And I asked him, how was the rules back then for, you know, your engine and stuff? And he said, well, as big as you didn't mind getting claimed. So if you got your engine too big, too fast, and you got claimed, there's no point in doing that anymore, you know. So you just kind of tried to compete as best you could with the money, he said. And they talked about how, yeah, they just went out and had fun and didn't try to spend a lot of money. Most of their stuff came from a junkyard. The whole car would come from a junkyard most of the time. And they got it out and built it themselves, build their own roll cage in there. And there was times even just parting things together from other stuff around the farm. I think he told me a story that at one point he used a combine carburetor on his engine. So, yeah, they were pretty scrappy, I guess, when it came to making their cars run.
You graduated from Fairmont High School. Did you always have thoughts of one day becoming a race driver like your dad?
I did, especially when I was a kid. And like when they were working on the car in the shop, I would sit in the car and pretend I was driving it, you know, things like that. When I got up into high school, Fairmont had the cruiser class then. And a buddy of mine in my shop class, we wanted to build a cruiser car in shop class. But we didn't have the money. It didn't come through. That drive to always want to race has been in my mind as long as I can remember, from being a child up. And it seems as though I never had the money or the time to do it for most of my life. And there was another time, oh, back probably 2010 or 12 or so, I was looking to buy they called them Hornets then. And of course they've changed names now, but the 4-cylinder class. I was looking to buy a Mitsubishi car to turn into a Hornet. I got outbid. It was at an auction, a car auction. And I got outbid on it. So that kind of went away. And so I tried a couple times to get into it, and it just never seemed to work out. And then my kids are getting a little older now, a little more independent and able to help out. And so I decided I finally have some time, and I had some money available. And I thought, well, if I'm ever going to do it, now is the time. I'm 43 now, almost 44. This is my fourth season. So I was 40 years old when I bought the first car. And my kids were able to come out and help me in the shop. My second oldest son is 18 now. And I've been showing him around the car. And he's been helping me out in the shop, kind of my tire guy. But he helps me with about everything I need help with. And my other two younger kids come out to the shop, and they've helped me out for different things. And so it's become kind of a bonding thing for us. When my dad raced, like I said, I wasn't very old yet. I could watch and kind of get in the way, but I wasn't able to learn anything. I was too young for that. But I think it's nice now to be able to share it with my boys and teach them something about cars that they can use too in the real world, you know.
And speaking of young boys, after high school, you went to Alexandria to technical college. I had Iowa hobby stock driver Scott Doble on the Dirt Show, who is a teacher at one of the North Iowa tech schools. What a great opportunity for kids to go learn, graduate quickly, not run up a ton of school debt, and get out there in the workforce doing something like plumbing, welding, pipe fitting, any of those great trade jobs.
Yeah, I agree. When I went to college, I was accepted to Mankato State and to Alexandria Technical College. And given the choice between the two, I saw the cost of going to Mankato State, or Minnesota State Mankato, I guess it's called, and the cost of going to a tech school, and it was pretty easy for me to make that decision of which way I would go. And I don't have anything against going to a state school or a higher education, depending on what you're going for and if you need it. So my oldest son, he's 23 now, and he went to SDSU, and he's finishing up his doctorate in pharmacy. But he knew what he wanted to do, and he took the classes from the get-go and didn't waste a lot of time and money on classes he wasn't going to need. He stayed a course, and he'll be wrapped up next spring, and he'll have his doctorate in pharmacy. And then my 18-year-old son, he's going to Watertown, South Dakota, and he's going to a technical school for agriculture, and he's going to come back and farm with my dad on the family farm. And I've always encouraged tech school over state schools, but I don't have anything against them. I just encourage it because it's cheaper. You can get very good education at a tech school. And if you don't know what you want to do anyway, there's no point go to the college and waste your time and money there, you know, to whatever they say, find yourself or whatever. But if you know what you want and you go for it, and I've encouraged my younger boys that are still 16 and 13 and they still don't know what they want to do yet. And so I keep telling them, you know, the world's going to need electricians and plumbers. And when I was younger, those weren't really looked up to. But nowadays, with the lack of those types of occupations in the world and people are retiring, I think I heard a stat that it's like 5 to 1. For every 5 plumber or electrician or technical person like that retires, only 1 is entering the workforce. And I said, boy, you can pretty much make whatever you want in those fields coming up. And especially everyone talks about AI taking over jobs. And I said, I'd like to see an AI do plumbing or electrical work. So those are the types of jobs that are pretty safe and they're in demand, really. So I really encourage my younger 2 kids to at least consider those fields.
What drew you to the hobby stock division? Because literally every track we go to, the racing in the hobby stock and stock car division, those fendered cars really put on a show.
Yeah. Well, I think what drew me to it was pretty close to what my dad raced. And I had considered other classes, like I said before, the 4-cylinder car. But I guess in my heart, I just always was drawn to the hobby stock. I was always drawn to a fendered car, that's for sure. I enjoyed watching modifieds race, but that was never really anything that I was really drawn to do. But when it came time to buy a car and I was going to get into it for sure, that's the only thing that really stuck out to me was growing up around the old bomber car, and it was pretty similar. And really with costs the way they are now, it's insane to try to get into something higher up than that. Even hobby stocks now are pretty expensive, but still relatively cheap compared to a stock car or a modified, and really easy to work on for the most part. And there's nothing too technical. A lot of it is stock, you know, stock suspension and things like that. So for somebody like me who didn't have a mechanic background, now my brother, he's a mechanic, but that's not me. I'm not the mechanic of the family. So for me, I wanted something that would be easy for me to learn, easy to repair and fix. So it just seemed like a good fit for me.
What is the story behind your current car? What brand of chassis is it? Where did you get it? And what is the power plant under the hood?
This year is the first season I've raced this chassis. It's a first-generation Heinstein chassis from John Hines in Winnebago. It was his first car that he had built, and he sold it to me this past winter. And it's been a really good car. He built it from the ground up as a USRA legal car, so it's got the seat set a little bit further back than an IMCA car. A couple other little tweaks on it that are just for USRA. I've enjoyed it this year. It was a rough start to the year in this car. My first race, got a little trouble with my transmission. And the second race, I got tangled up in a little racing deal, I guess. Another guy got a flat tire and spun out high and then came down in front of me. And I T-boned into him, and it bent my forks over. So I had to take that up to Scott's Body Shop and have the frame straightened out on it after only two nights. I was a little less than happy that night, but we did get straightened out. And then for an engine, I have Rod Richardson do my engine work. So it's a hot rod engine from Rod Richardson, 350 Chevy. And yeah, it's kind of an older engine. I should probably update it here soon. I've had that for four seasons, but only racing in Fairmont. I don't put a lot of nights on it like some other guys do. So I've been able to kind of extend my budget a little bit that way by only racing one track. And I've been able to get some more life out of that motor, which has been a decent motor. I could use a little more power out of it, of course, like everyone could. But anyway, yeah, this is my first year in the Einstein chassis. I'm pretty impressed with it. I actually went to Mason City with him on Sunday, this past Sunday, and got to help him out on his new car in the pits there and saw that he had made some changes on his newer design and kind of gave him a hard time about that. I said, oh, I see you saved the best for yourself there, John. But anyway, no, he does a good job. And actually, I think Heinz is making his own motors now or building motors now. So he's kind of expanded out, and it's been fun that he's been helping me along the way from the time I got started in this. He's always been willing to help me out with anything I need, tips, pointers, even extra parts. I've actually been running his transmission since the first week of the season this year because mine still hasn't gotten fixed and having some problems with that. So, yeah, that's the story behind what I'm running this year.
The competition in the hobby stock division, literally any track you travel to, there are some stout cars out there participating in that division, but it seems certain places the car counts are really struggling. What do you think needs to be done to remedy that?
You know, that's a good question, and I'm sure that's one that every promoter would love to have the answer to. And I really don't envy track promoters these days. They have a tough job, and especially some drivers can really let you know their opinions a lot. So they have to sort through all that. But you're right. The hobby stock class does put on a really good show. Even just in Fairmont, I love that our class really puts on a good show. It's really competitive. And on a half-mile track like that, I've learned that you really can't make very many mistakes. One or two mistakes, and you're easily a second behind the leader, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. It just keeps falling off every mistake you make. So you really got to stick on that, especially in Fairmont. But my goodness, do they put on a good show. And I love the guys that we race with. There's some really good guys there. Jeremy Wagner, Parker Anderson, and like I said, John Hines. They're always consistently there, consistently good drivers, always helping each other out. And even if there's a little bit of rubbing on the track, nobody has hard feelings. Everyone tries to race really clean. And for the most part, we finish our races clean, but they are very competitive. A lot of three wide nights we've had this year, and it's pretty exciting to be on the track watching these guys that have been doing it for years, watch them do their thing so well, and to learn from them. And the fact that they're all so helpful is really nice too. If I have questions, I can ask these guys, and they're always willing to help me out. And that's the nice part about it, is the camaraderie at the track like that. Everyone wants everyone else to do well. So that makes it nice, and then it makes it more competitive that way, too. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of, and I really enjoy it. As far as the car counts, I see at Fairmont, we struggle to get 10 cars on the track a night, it seems like. Even big purses sometimes don't bring it in. And I don't know if it's the night of the week competes with other tracks people prefer, if it's the distance people have to travel, if it's the payout, if it's the track being a half mile in Fairmont. You know, a lot of people don't like racing the half mile tracks anymore. That could be it. It could be a number of things that's playing into it. It could be the cost just in general. But yeah, boy, if somebody figured that out, I'm sure a promoter would pay a heavy penny for that information.
One comment from a promoter that really stood out to me one time is, you mentioned the guys that are constantly getting in the promoter's ear and chattering about, I don't like this, or let's do that, or let's change this. A promoter once told me that he always listened to the guy that very rarely ever came up to him and said something, because usually when they did, it was very well thought out.
Yeah, that's a good point. And like I said, I don't envy these promoters they have to put their neck on the line and make decisions that, frankly, I'm glad I don't have to make. And everyone's going to have an opinion. And race car drivers are some of the most opinionated people you'll meet. I've learned that. So, yeah, it's listening to the drivers and what they want and don't want, but trying to filter through what they're saying and take the good and filter out the bad. Or maybe they try to listen to what the majority say and not the few hotheads that just have some low-by comment, you know, because they might be upset about something that night or whatever. I'll tell you, if you got 20 drivers on a track, you're going to have 20 opinions on what that track should be like, and try to make them all happy. Good luck, you know.
Also, running on a budget, tires are a huge issue, and I know fans will be sitting in the stands and they'll see all of this tire prep going on at different pits. The cost of tires is constantly increasing. You really put time and effort into prepping tires and siping used tires to get more life out of them during the week.
Yeah, I am one for budget tires, that's for sure. I've bought new tires, I want to say in 4 seasons of racing, I've probably bought 8 new tires is it, and the rest of them I get from a modified driver or a stock car driver that will only run one night on their tires. And that's plenty of wear for those guys. But for me, I'll grind those tires down. They're kind of feathered to one direction from how they were racing that night. I'll just turn that tire around, put it on my rim the other way, and I grind that down and I'll sipe it. The last group of tires I got from a guy down by Burt, Iowa, that was a modified driver, and he only would put one night on his tires. And I think I got 12 tires from him for the price of one new tire. And I've been able to use those all season now. And a lot of them were already siped. And so I did a little grooving on them, depending on where I was putting them on my car. And I grind the feathering off. And I can run this whole season, I think, on those 12 used tires I got for the price of one new tire.
You also run an open trailer. And I want to say thank you, because I always believe when you see an open trailer on the highway, that is bringing many fans to the racetrack. I'm sure you get waves from the kids in the back seat and people honking their horns because they know exactly where you're going.
That's true. And, you know, I've heard it said that the trailer doesn't make you go any faster. But I really, you know, being on a budget is what it is. You get an open trailer for cheaper than a closed trailer, for one. And for two, you do. You get the visibility going down the road. And sometimes I wonder when I'm on my way to the track how many people are headed home from work and they see that race car going towards the track and they say, oh, yeah, tonight's race night. Boy, I should go home, take a shower, and head into the races. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. But there's a better chance of someone doing that, seeing that going down the road and thinking, maybe I'll go to the track tonight. I don't have anything else going on. But they don't get that opportunity when the car is up inside of an enclosed trailer and no one gets to see it.
Randy and Laura Winter, the racing community, you park next to those guys almost every night at Fairmont Raceway, and you think of 45 years of racing between those two. It's pretty neat, the small, tight-knit community that you belong to every single week.
It is. I really enjoy pitting next to them. They've been very helpful. There's been times Randy will let me borrow tools that I don't have. One night he helped me change out my power steering pump on the car. He's always been very helpful. I've offered to help him out a few times when he needs help. He's got usually enough help there, but if he needs anything, I'm willing to help him out right back. And he knows my dad from when they used to race back in the 80s and 90s. And so there's times my dad will go over and have conversation with him. And it really is nice to see somebody stay in it that long. And the fact that him and his wife do it together, I really like that. I enjoy seeing that they're there together. And I think, gosh, it seems like almost every other night that I'm there, Randy's wife will have me take pictures of them by the car so that she can be in some of the pictures. She's always taking pictures. She's great at that. She's around the track all night taking pictures of other people's cars, other people working on their cars so that they have those memories. So it's nice that every once in a while she can get out from behind the camera, and I've been willing to take some pictures of her and her husband and their pit together down by the car. And so it's really been fun pitting next to them.
And speaking of wife, you recently got married in June of 25. Is she a big race fan?
She tolerates my racing, I guess you could say. She supports me in it. I wouldn't say she's a huge fan. She has come and watched a few times. It does make her a little nervous, but for the most part, she's a strong supporter is what I would say about my wife. She does support me in my endeavors with racing and my hobby. So I guess that's about the best way to put it.
Thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs this season? Playoff bound or rebuilding?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. You know, they had several good years. And I actually went to the Super Bowl down in Arizona when they played the Eagles. That's the only Super Bowl I've ever been to, most likely the only one I'll ever go to. But it was a heck of a game to watch live. And they've had some good years. I wouldn't be heartbroken if they don't make the playoffs just because they've met that level a few times now. I would love for them to get back deep into the playoffs and maybe even get back to the Super Bowl. Probably Travis Kelce's last year, or soon to be his last year, I would think. So it'd be nice to see him go out on a high note at least. And we'll see what happens, I guess. I have hopes, but I won't be disappointed, I guess. It's better than the disappointment I had when I was a young kid being a Vikings fan and seeing them get so close to the Super Bowl a few times and just heartbreaking to see them not make it. And so as I got a little older and switched over to become a Chiefs fan, it was nice to see them get success. And I thought, yeah, this feels a lot better than the disappointment I constantly felt as a Vikings fan as a kid. So,
biggest or most memorable race of your career?
Oh boy, I'd say last year there was a heat race that I started second and finished second. And for me, that was a big deal, because I was able to hold off Gavin Bussinger and John Hines. And both of those guys are really good drivers, had really fast cars. And I remember starting that race, and I want to say it was one of the Munson brothers was in front of me. I can't remember which one. And I never could quite catch him, but I just drove it hard into the corners, and the car really hooked up that day for some reason. And then it was just a heat race. But I was told by an older driver once that as a new driver, you kind of got to take it step by step, and you can't expect to go out and win features right away. So treat your heat races like your features for your first few years and go out and do your best there and try to win those. And then obviously you try hard in your features, but you don't want to give yourself too high of an expectation there and then get disappointed. So I was kind of treating things that way. And I really went out, pushed it hard in that heat race. And I remember thinking 2 laps into it, where is everybody else? Usually I'm getting passed by somebody by now, or I can hear somebody by now, and I didn't have it. So I just kept driving my line, and I kept hitting my mark. And I was able to hold them off until just coming to the checkered flag, I felt the bump. I was getting tapped by, I can't remember if it was John or Gavin. One of those two bumped me, and I got a little squirrely, and they came up alongside. I think John came up on my outside, and Gavin came up on my inside just as we came to the checkered flag, and I was able to hold them off. And I really, I think I hung my hat on that race for that season, being able to hold those two guys off. Granted, it was a heat race, but I hit everything I needed to. I drove it how I wanted to, and the car worked, and I kind of proved to myself that I can do it. If I get the car set up right and I drive it the right way, I can race with these guys, and they're pretty good drivers, and so that felt really good to me.
Fans that want to get involved in racing, you make it easy. $25 gets your name on the trunk of your hobby stock and really helps with the cost of parts. I think that's a very ingenious way to get people involved and give them somebody to cheer for.
Yeah, I came up with that idea about, I think, 3 seasons ago. I think this is my 3rd season doing that now. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know how to get more people involved and feel interested. You know, if they support racing and they're big fans, but they can't come to the shop and help. Maybe they don't have a mechanical background. Maybe they don't feel like they can help out in the shop, or they don't have the time or opportunity, but they still want to be part of racing. I thought, well, this is an easy way, and especially with the economy was kind of tough a few years ago. It's starting to get better now, but it's still a tough economy. And so for a new driver like myself to try to get sponsorship and go to businesses and ask people to drop a couple $100, $500, even $200. For some of these small businesses in town, that was kind of hard for them to do. And so I'm racking my brain thinking, how can I maybe get some smaller sponsorships that add up? You know, if you get enough small ones, that adds up to a big one. And so I thought, well, I got this big open trunk with nothing on it. And so I put that out there. And I think the first year I did it, I had 20, maybe 20 names on there. And then the last 2 years now, I've had about 15 names on the trunk. And it's pretty minimal cost for these people. And it gives them a stake in the program. You know, it makes them feel like they're part of the team. Their name is on the car, and they put some money into it. And I tell you, $25 might not seem like a lot, but that's gas for the night. That's a pit pass, you know, things like that. So it doesn't take a lot to become part of the team and help out more than they think they are. And it's nice that they have their name on the car. If they come down to the pits afterwards, they can get a picture by the car pointing at their name or whatever. And now they feel more included. They feel like they're part of the race night instead of just spectating.
Grayson even jumped in your car at the end of the season last year in the Hobby Stock Mechanics race. Will there be a third generation of Fowler's racing at Fairmont Raceway?
I sure hope so. He does enjoy it. He's still a little apprehensive. He gets a little nervous out there, but the more I try to get him around the car, it seems to get a little bit better for him. He did drive it at the mechanics race last year, and I think he went out with some Crown Vicks. And he was a little nervous, but he really came back, and he was smiling ear to ear. So he really did enjoy it. And then this spring, we had the testing tune at the Fairmont Raceway, and he jumped in and turned a few laps at the testing tune. And so I'm trying to get him on the track more and more to make him a little more comfortable with it. He can drive it around the yard, and that gets him comfortable with the car and how it operates. But getting him on the track is really important to build up his confidence and to kind of take away any fears he might have of it. So every time I can get him out on that track, I take those opportunities and I get him in the car and I tell him to push it a little harder and push it a little harder. And I'm sure hoping that that'll grow on him. And if it doesn't, well, I got two other boys coming up and maybe one of them will take a shining to it. And I'd be happy to turn the reins over to him in a few years. Like I said, I'm in my 40s now. So, and maybe I will. Maybe I'll keep racing until I'm in my 50s or later. I don't know. Whenever I get tired of it, if that ever happens. But if nothing else, I would like one of them, if they chose to do that and they had the ambition for that, I would be more than happy to help them out and be there with them. Just like my dad's there with me still. He comes to the track. He helps me out in the shop. I don't know how many times I'm working on something and he's walking through the shop. And I can flag him over and say, hey, Dad, I got this problem. What do you think? And he uses that old farm brain. You know, those farmers are pretty smart, and they can figure a lot of things out. And he was a mechanic, my dad, growing up, too, so he knows his way around a car. But for him to help me out, I would love to be able to help my kids out that same way if they so choose to do that.
And speaking of help, who helps you as far as sponsorship on your car?
It's pretty tight-knit this year, it seems like, but I got my dad's farm on there, Foul Air Acres, out of Truman. That's my dad's farm. And then my older brother, Travis, and Janine, his wife, they have a ranch just down the road from my parents. And so their name of their farm is TJF Ranch, and they help out with a sponsorship. And then Hand Brothers Staining out of Fairmont give me a pretty decent sponsorship as well. And then, like I said before, the 15 fan sponsors on the trunk. And with the help of all those sponsors, they pretty much get me through the season for the most part without having to dip too much into my own checking account.
Craig, I've been looking forward to this interview on the lineup all season long. I knew you had a tremendous passion for racing. It's a blast to watch you out on the racetrack. Good luck racing that car and bringing up the boys and hopefully a third generation of Fowler racing. And thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
It was absolutely my pleasure. You're welcome.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
Call Wolf and Sons today at 455-3524.
Midwest Collision.
You bend up, we bend up.
Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision.
You bend them, we mend them.
We've got another action-packed season for you here in Fairmont. Make sure to like and share our Facebook page, Fairmont Raceway, and visit our website, fmtraceway.com, for the full season lineup. New in 2026 is our youth four-wheeler giveaway and our FMT 4.6 liter rent-a-race car program. That's right, we have two race cars for rent, and every time you bring your kids to the racetrack, they get a free raffle ticket into winning themselves a four-wheeler at the end of the season. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway for the 2026 season.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out justicebrothers.com.
See our display at Runnings.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwide. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to batwingchassis.com. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be at Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale, Minnesota, and I'm joined by Jim Misgan. And Jim, metal has always been a commodity. You go all the way back to the Incas trading with the Spanish, or way back in Chinese civilization. They traded for metal to make weapons. Recycling is not a new concept, just one people are starting to learn about if we're going to preserve our planet.
Yeah, metal is the most recycled product in the world, and we're part of it, and we're proud of it, and we've been doing it for over 50 years now, and it's been a very good business to be in, and we're certainly happy that we decided to go into this particular line of work.
We went down to the Iowa Hall of Fame and Museum over the winter time for a roundtable interview session with legends Mike Smith, Pat Graham, and Mark Noble. And during the discussion, Pat Graham looks at Mark Noble and says, "Remember that salvage yard we used to go to in southern Minnesota? I think it was called Misgan's, and we'd get all the front end parts for our race car. You really built memories with a bunch of racing legends around the area because you provided parts or you provided bodies and cars to get them started in racing.
Yeah, back years ago, we had all those cars here at the yard because they were coming in constantly. And yeah, a lot of the racers would come out, and Saturday morning was kind of a big day. I could expect to see probably 4, 5, 6 racers out here on any given Saturday morning to come and pull parts so that they could race that night.
A salvage yard is just another name for a recycling center. Only Mizgan Auto Parts has always been advanced. You offered reusable parts. So many of the vehicles you take in have a bad motor, a bad transmission, but the remainder of the parts are usable. You started stripping those off and reselling them back to customers when you first got started, and there are so many people that utilize that opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is in me, but I just like helping out people who needed parts. It always made me feel good to be able to find a fender, a motor, a tranny, whatever they needed, grill, you know, headlights, hood, just to get their car back on the road so that they could get to work and make money and support their family.
Has the dip in the economy increased the amount of metal, cast iron, and aluminum recycling you've been seeing?
Well, I would say that it has helped the walk-in business, you know, the ones who are coming here looking for parts, heading out to the U-Pole and getting their own parts, saving money. And we have been getting in a lot of older cars that, you know, they're just not fit for the road anymore. The old Minnesota rust has taken over, and or they're plain old-fashioned wore out. And we've been very busy with salvaging cars and a lot of farm machinery coming in, too.
How big of an area do you and your team cover picking up junk vehicles? Because it seems like when I'm out driving, I see your trucks everywhere, and it's pretty far out from Ellendale here.
Yeah, we're probably in about a 50-mile radius, and once in a while we'll go to the Twin Cities to pick up some later model stuff that comes from the auction up there.
Another thing I've learned from knowing you for almost 50 years is customers can also get a little more for those vehicles if they can drive them in here themselves or trailer them in, because then you don't have the expense of going to get them.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, gas doesn't come cheap, and neither does the workers that you need to have to go and pick them up. So yeah, if they can drive them in or haul them in, that's all the better for them. They'll get more money for them.
And also, I've learned that everything on that vehicle gets recycled. All of the fluid, even the gas in the tank, gets recycled and gets reused. So it's really the perfect place to break down a vehicle and not have a major impact on the environment.
Yeah, that's kind of fun, because when we bought our last rollback truck, we bought one with a gas engine in it. And, you know, you kind of think, well, why didn't you get a diesel? Well, every time we haul cars in on that bed of that truck, we're hauling gas in that runs the truck. So we hardly ever buy gas for that truck at the gas station. So, yeah, definitely we recycle. And then we use the oil for heating all of our shops. And it works out great.
The U-Pullet lot will be a very popular place this fall before the weather changes. People will be in here getting the parts that they need to fix those projects that they're going to be doing when it's 20 below and don't want to be laying out in the driveway doing it.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of customers that come through and pick up anything from tires to hoods, and even a few of them will pull a transmission out there and bring it up. And yeah, we can actually, if they loosen up the engine, we'll go out and lift it out for them and bring it up and set it in the back of their pickup. So yeah, they can get just about anything they want out there. Pickup boxes, we've even sold cabs out of there. So yeah, it's quite interesting what you sell out of U-Pull.
Speaking of tires, I know last March, unfortunately, our van got totaled in an accident. Well, I had just put tires on about 7 months earlier, and I know they were in great shape. And you get some amazing sets of tires in here for customers to purchase here in the office. So if you're looking for a great set of used tires, this would be the place to check.
Oh, yeah, we're always getting in really nice tires. Unfortunately, people don't know when their car is going to poop out on them, and they'll put new tires on, and a week later it goes blah, you know, and it's done for. So there's a brand new set of tires coming in then. And yeah, definitely a lot of good tires coming in.
Engines, transmissions, body parts, and more. If you don't have it, you can find it for them, and you can literally ship anywhere.
Yeah, we have a kind of a nationwide delivery system that will deliver parts to us from other salvage yards, and it works out rather well. I mean, we can order in just about anything from these other yards, and the shipping isn't too bad because we're all kind of incorporated together, and it's just not quite as expensive to ship through them.
Jim, listeners that could use parts or have questions about something we talked about, what's the best way to find you here in Ellendale, Minnesota?
Well, we're 2 miles west and 2 miles north of Ellendale, and our address is 12880 Southwest 72nd Avenue, Ellendale, Minnesota. And you can call us at 507-684-2100. Or you can find us on the internet at Mizgan.com.
Jim, thanks for all you do. Thanks for all you've done for racers in the past and continue to support racing currently. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you. And God bless America and God bless you.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocity's Endless Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocity's German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocity's at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift that they will never forget.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See altenburgconstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and I'm joined by Devin from the Edgerton Napa Auto Parts. And Devin, August is summer travel season, and Napa has specials on 5-quart jugs of Mobil 1, plus when you purchase one, you get a free gift.
Yeah, Napa is doing a lot of good deals. The hot deals at our store, a lot of them have to do with the Carlisle 3.5-ton service jack. that jack was $323.99, now dropped to $199.99. So that's a good deal if anyone's out there looking for a good service jack, servicing your vehicles or changing tires or whatever you got to do. Another good deal we got going on is with Greitz Garage Detailing Products. Right now there's buy two, save $5 on your entire purchase there. So if you buy two items of Greitz Garage, you save $5 instantly. Another big thing in our store are quarter three Milwaukee deals. There's a lot of good deals on there. They include buying tools or a set of batteries, and you get a rebate for a free tool or extra batteries. That's always a hot commodity, and people love to see that. So if anyone wants a flyer, you know, they can stop in at the store and check out our Milwaukee deals. We also got our real deals. There's a lot of good tools and equipment on that. But yeah, we got a lot of things going on right now.
A lot of great specials in all of the stores, and also it's battery season and heat is hard on the batteries and the electrical systems, and you get a rebate right now, and the store will also recycle your old battery.
That is correct. Yeah, there's currently a rebate on NapaOnline.com. You submit the rebate when you purchase a battery, and you get a nice little gift card back. And yeah, we recycle those batteries so we can get some new batteries in and make sure your car is running smoothly.
Napa also makes a donation to the Slow Down, Move Over initiative project in our area to protect road construction workers with every battery purchase this month. Plus, customers receive a free trucker cap when they make a $40 purchase. Again, Napa supporting the community and protecting our local highway construction workers all at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Napa, you know, giving back. It's a great cause. We got to make sure our construction workers that support us, that we can support them too by keeping them safe on their job.
And speaking of help, I know you are all geared up. You're right in the heart of ag country, and I'm sure you're ready to help those farmers get ready for the busy harvest season ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We got, you know, filters in stock. We make hydraulic hoses. Make sure your equipment keeps running. Yeah, I mean, we stock hydraulic fluid for when you do have a hose blow and you need to top off with some fluid. But yeah, we are excited for harvest time to come around.
People traveling through the Edgerton area, where is your store located if they need a part or need some help?
Yeah, we are located right on Main Street in Edgerton. 801 Main Street is our address, so come out and check us out. We're open 7:30 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturdays.
Devin, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you much.
Extreme powder coating.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Terrain changes, season change, but Honda ATVs, they show up ready. The 2026 4-Trax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back, just as reliable as ever. With available 4-wheel drive, automatic DCT, and independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda built for how you ride. Visit Primble's Cycle Center in Austin today and count on Honda to get it done. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 and older. Primble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
With 40 years of experience producing quality racing
racing components, Kevco Racing Products is excited to unveil the new Kevco Driveshaft. Kevco Driveshafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials. All driveshafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco Driveshafts has the ability to custom-build any length driveshaft in mild steel, chrome moly, aluminum, or carbon fiber. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at KevcoRacing.com.
Mark Noble.
Martin Truex Jr.
Kenny Schrader.
Doug Wolfgang.
Bobby Unser.
Doug Hilson.
Tyler Walker.
Jerry Scratch Daniel.
Johnny Parsons Jr.
Hey, this is Roger Rager, 2009 inductee into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.